Hello everyone and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie and today we have a wonderful show for you.
Hi everyone, my name is Peter. Thanks for joining us today. Today's topic is life.
And our title is Let's Get a Haircut. Let's get a haircut. Peter, I'm thinking about getting a new hairstyle. Do you have any ideas for me?
Well, your hair looks great right now, and I know to never say anything about a girl's hair, so I am not telling you anything. It will always look good to me.
Wow, Peter is very smart. All right, well, let's go to him right now, because he will do our read it.
Alex doesn't want a new hairstyle. He only wants a trim. He doesn't want curly hair. He likes straight hair. Susie likes Alex's haircut. He looks very handsome. Did his barber use a razor or scissors to cut his hair? Both. Taylor also likes Rob's new hairstyle. It's not too short, but he needs to comb it.
So Alex likes straight hair. I do too, but I also like to try new styles sometimes.
Well, I guess, yeah, your hair is straight, and mine is kind of curly.
Yeah. Well, in high school, I colored my hair purple. I really liked it.
You colored your hair purple, and now you colored it black?
Peter, I didn't color my hair black. This is my natural hair color. All right, friends, let's go to Christina. Here she is with our keywords.
Hello, 大家好，我们今天的主题是理发。Alex 要去弄头发，不过他只想要修短一点就好，他并不想要换发型。名词 hairstyle 就是发型。He doesn't want to change his hairstyle. Rob 建议他去弄一头卷发，形容词卷的就是 curly。可是 Alex 觉得那样子太卷了，他不喜欢。That style is too curly. Alex 喜欢的是直发。Alex likes straight hair. 形容词 straight 就是直的，请留意这个字的 gh 是不发音的，念 straight。Susie 觉得 Alex 剪过头发之后很帅 ，handsome 就是很帅的、英俊的。He looks very handsome. 剪头发的时候用剪刀，剪刀是 scissors， 因为剪刀是两片刀子合在一起剪东西的，所以一定要加 s 的复数形式呈现。一把剪刀是 a pair of scissors， 跟 a pair of glasses 一副眼镜的呈现方式一样。Rob 也剪了头发 ，Taylor 觉得很好看，而且不会剪得太短。It's not too short. 形容词 short 就是短的。
What kind of haircut do you want, Alex?
I just want a trim, Rob. I don't want to change my hairstyle.
Why not? Maybe something like this?
No, thanks.
Why not?
That style is too curly.
You don't like curly hair?
No, I like straight hair.
What about this one?
I like it.
But his hair is red.
Rob and Alex are at the barber shop. Alex wants a trim. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this word, trim.
我们今天讲到剪头发，剪头发可以有很多种说法，比如说 I want a haircut, I want to cut my hair, 或者是 I want to get my hair cut.这些都是剪头发的说法，但是如果你只是想要修一下的话，而不是真的是把头发剪短，可以用 trim 这个字。Alex 就说 I just want a trim。单字 trim 本来就是修剪整理的意思，你可以修剪树木、修胡子或者是修剪头发， 都是用 trim 这个字，它可以当动词，你可以说 let's trim the grass， 我们把草修剪一下吧。或者你要修剪胡子，可以说 I need to trim my beard。 而今天 Alex 说 I just want a trim， 这里的 trim 就是名词了。
Thank you very much, Christina. So, if you want a haircut, but you just want your hair cut just a little bit, you ask for a trim.
Right. I get a trim about once a month. It keeps my hair healthy. Alex wants a trim too. He doesn't want to change his hairstyle. Peter, what are some hairstyles that are popular these days?
Well, it's summer.And a lot of people are wearing their hair up. What does that mean?
Oh, that hairstyle, that's called a ponytail. Many girls wear a ponytail in the summer because it's so hot. When you tie your hair up in a rubber band and let your hair hang down, that's called a ponytail. I guess it can look a little like a ponytail.
Yeah, that's a very popular haircut.Well, in our conversation, Rob shows Alex some different hairstyles. One is a picture of curly hair, but Alex thinks his style is not, for curly hair.
Well, I like curly hair. Curly is when your hair is in curls. It's not straight. Many times when people go out to a nice dinner or go to a wedding,They will have curly hair because it looks very nice.
Well, Alex likes straight hair. Marie, you have straight hair too. It's not curly or wavy.
That's right. My hair is very straight. All right. Well, Rob shows Alex another picture. He says, what about this one?
What about this one? Marie, that's today's calendar phrase.
What about this one?
What about this one?
这个如何?
I want to buy a new shirt.
What about this one?
No, I don't like green.
What about this one?
No, I don't like yellow.
What about this one?
No, I don't like pink. Hey!What about that one?
No, this is my shirt.
Oh, and you're wearing it.
What about this one?
What about this one?
这个如何?
You got a haircut, Alex.
Good morning, Susie.I did.
Do you like it?
I do. You look very handsome.
Thank you.
Does your hairdresser use a razor or scissors?
Both. He cuts the hair in the back with a razor. He cuts the rest with scissors.
Did Rob get a haircut too?
Yes.
Alex got a haircut, and it looks very nice. Susie says he looks very handsome.
Handsome? That's a great word. Hey, Peter. Peter is a very good-looking guy. He is very handsome. Don't you think so, friends?
Aw, thank you. Well, we use this word to talk about guys. When you think a guy looks good, you call him handsome. And for a girl, we use the word pretty.
That's right. We can say, oh, you are pretty, or you are beautiful. And every girl is pretty in their own way.
In our conversation, we learned that Alex's hairdresser uses a razor and scissors. And look what I have here. I have a pair of scissors. Now, these scissors are not to cut hair. They are for cutting paper.
Yeah, there are different kinds of scissors.Hair scissors, scissors to cut paper, and there are even scissors to cut food. Maybe you can bring scissors to school.
Well, and be careful. Scissors are kind of sharp. You need to be careful you don't cut yourself.
That's right. Alex's hairdresser cuts his hair in the back with a razor. Then he cuts the rest with scissors. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this word rest.
Alex 说师傅用剃刀剃了后面的头发，然后用剪刀剪其余的头发。He cuts the rest with scissors. 我们要特别来看一下这里的 the rest， 它其实是 the rest of the hair， 其余的头发的意思。因为前面已经讲得很清楚，是在说剪头发这件事，所以简单的说 the rest， 对方就会知道我们指的是其余的头发。我们来看看其他的例子。大家一起工作效率很高，你觉得自己可以完成剩下的工作，就可以说 I can finish the rest， 或者要做的事很多，我们要先解决眼前的事，至于其他的稍后再说吧。 We'll worry about the rest later。 这个名词 rest 就是其余剩下的意思。
Great sentence. Here's another one. I'm tired.I'm going to finish the rest of my homework later. Friends, can you try making a sentence on your own? You can do it.
Very good. Well, friends, it's time for us to rest or take a short break. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Peter, did you ever cut your hair by yourself?
Well, actually, in college, I used to do that all the time. At first, it wasn't too good, but I kind of like doing it. It's cheap and convenient.
Wow. Well, one time, I tried cutting my friend's hair, but it turned out really bad. Okay, don't worry, Peter. I'm not going to cut your hair.I'm sure you are better than I am. Friends, let's go to conversation C. Here we go.
Did you see Rob today, Susie?
Not yet, Taylor.
Why?
He has a new hairstyle. It looks good on him.
Alex also got a haircut. Well, he only got a trim. But I like it.
Rob's hairstyle is nice, and it's not too short, but...
But what?
He needs to comb it. It would look better.
Susie is with Taylor. They are talking about Rob's new hairstyle. Taylor says it looks good on him. Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this. Hello, Rebecca!
Hello, friends. It's that time of the lesson when you get to learn a new grammar point. Today, we are going to discuss how to use this word look, followed by an adjective. This is very useful. So, you could say, it looks uncomfortable, or the noodles look delicious. Friends, don't be afraid to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Well, let's try using it together. Marie, your hairstyle looks good today.
Oh, thank you very much, Peter. Well, I like your outfit. It looks very nice on you.
Thank you very much, Marie.
Well, maybe you can try using today's grammar point when talking to a friend.
Great idea. Well, Taylor really likes Rob's new haircut. It's not too short.When I think of the word short, I think of my hair. And when I think of long hair, oh, I think of Marie's hair.
That's right. Friends, have you ever tried on a pair of jeans or a pair of pants? If you are a tall person, maybe the pants were too short. Most of the time, pants are too long for me.
Well, I have the opposite problem. I am tall. so a lot of pants are too short for me. Now, Rob's hair is not too short, but he does need to comb it. Taylor thinks it would be much better if it was combed.
Let's talk about this a little bit. This is a comb. It's pretty small. It's thin and it's made from plastic. These things right here are used for making our hair look neat. Now I will comb my hair. Ta-da! I look much better now.
Yes, you do look better. I always know to say that to a girl. Well, friends, we've learned a lot. We've talked a lot about hair. And now I think it's time for us to review. Let's look at those key words.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Hairstyle. Hairstyle. Your new hairstyle looks great.
Curly. Curly. Peter has curly hair.
Straight. Straight. The street is quite straight here.
Handsome. Handsome. Girls are pretty. Boys are handsome.
Scissors. Scissors. I cut the paper with scissors.
Short. Short. These pants are too short. All right, friends, make sure to practice at home. And now we can take a look back at our conversation. Let's watch it together.
What kind of haircut do you want, Alex?
I just want a trim, Rob. I don't want to change my hairstyle.
Why not? Maybe something like this?
No, thanks.
Why not?
That style is too curly.
You don't like curly hair?
No, I like straight hair.
What about this one?
I like it.
But his hair is red.
You got a haircut, Alex.
Good morning, Susie. I did. Do you like it?
I do. You look very handsome.
Thank you.
Does your hairdresser use a razor or scissors?
Both. He cuts the hair in the back with a razor. He cuts the rest with scissors.
Did Rob get a haircut too?
Yes.
Did you see Rob today, Susie?
Not yet, Taylor.
Why? He has a new hairstyle. It looks good on him.
Alex also got a haircut. Well, he only got a trim. But I like it.
Rob's hairstyle is nice. And it's not too short.
But what?
He needs to comb it. It would look better.
Oh, thanks for the massage, Monkey Man.
All right, you know, after the massage, Ginger, it's time for the haircut now.
You're going to use scissors to cut my hair?
I'm going to use scissors.
Well, maybe you should use a razor.
A razor?
Yeah.
Well, Ginger, I don't have a razor right now. Maybe I could go out to the store and get one.
Well, oh, maybe my hair's not that long.
Well, maybe...
Maybe it's just messy. Maybe if you comb it, I would look great.
Okay, we'll try that first, but... Ginger, I don't even have a comb.
Well, Look at your hands.
Yeah?
You can make a comb using your fingers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, comb my hair. Oh. Kind of like a massage, okay?
Okay. Like yeah. This?
Yeah, it feels so good. That's better than a haircut.
It looks pretty good.
What is today's temperature?
Today's temperature is 30 degrees Celsius.
30 degrees Celsius? Wow, that's hot. Well, hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I was just checking today's weather. In my city, the temperature will be 30 degrees Celsius. That's hot. Do you like hot weather? I think hot weather is nice. Usually when it is hot, it is sunny. And you can do a lot of things in sunny weather. But when the weather is hot, we must be careful. We don't want to get hurt or sick.
Hot weather can be nice. But when the weather is hot, there's some things that we should do to stay healthy and well. It is important to keep cool in hot weather. Wear light-colored clothing. This will keep you from getting too hot. Also, wear clothes made from light fabric. Cotton clothes are a good choice. Cotton is light and allows heat to escape. Also, it absorbs sweat, which keeps the skin dry. You should drink a lot of water when it is hot. If you don't drink enough water, you can get headaches or get dizzy. This is not good. And remember to put on sunscreen before you go out in the sun. The sunscreen will keep your skin from being burned. Also, wear sunglasses to protect your eyes.
Ah, this soda is a perfect treat for this hot day. Do you know the perfect place to go on hot days? The mall. The mall always has air conditioning, and I can walk around and spend time with my family. Well, I'm going to go. I'll see you next time, everyone.
Thanks for joining us today. You know, Peter, I've gotten much better at cutting hair. Can I try cutting your hair?
What? No, I'm sorry. Looks like we're out of time. We'll think about it another time. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.